Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, we just recently had the State of the Union, and they always do these rebuttals, you know, right afterwards, you know, on both sides. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some are well thought through. Some are kind of cliched and seem overcrafted. But in the late 1900s, which wasn't that long ago for us, 1992, we had a president by the name of Bush gave a State of the Union, and there was a rebuttal given right after by a spry, feisty young senator from the state of Delaware that gave a clear vision of what was wrong with what was said in the State of Union and what America should be, what Americans deserve, and what Americans should expect. What should America look like? This is that young senator's vision for America.
To put it in very personal terms for a moment, Joe Biden, me, I would settle for a world in which I could worry about the same kinds of things that my parents worried about, in which I only had to worry about the grades my children got in school rather than the drugs they're being exposed to, in which I only had to worry about the prices my wife had to pay at the supermarket instead of fearing that she might get mugged by a junkie in the parking lot as she loads her groceries into the car, in which tonight I could call my mom just to wish her pleasant dreams, not for the purpose of making sure she's safe in her own home. That's the kind of world I want. That's the kind of world you deserve. In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to catch the violent thugs, not enough prosecutors to convict them, not enough judges to sentence them, and not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time. We disagree with the president's decision to cut back on our previous commitment to protect against drugs coming across the border, to cut the Customs Service, the Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. And we don't have to promise a world without worry or fear. We're not asking for that much. All we have to do together is to keep our promises and stay together. Thank you.
So that young senator is named Joseph Biden. And what does the world look like when he actually has his hands and his handlers have their hands on the levers of power? We know what the southern border looks like. If you're 45 years old or younger and you die, if you hear of somebody that died in their 45 years, the probability is higher they died of a fentanyl overdose than anything else if they're 45 years and under. That is all coming across the border under his astute eye in leadership. But the economy is probably worse than the rest of it. Overall prices are up 17.4%. Food prices, 20.3%. Rent is up 18.6%. Electricity is up 24.3%.
Everybody's feeling it. There's not a question.
And they feel it every single day. Now, nobody has covered this topic better and more accurately than the author of The Steal, Mr. Joe Hoff.
Yay! Welcome.
Thanks a lot. That was great.
Well, Joe, we need a good Joe. I don't know if you're watching this and you're like, oh man, that guy should change his name because not all Joes are created equal. But you had this article come out, joehoff.com. You're one of the most prolific writers during the 2020 election, probably one of the most, you know, I don't know if people even knew how many articles that they were reading at that time were crafted by you, framing talking points during the 2020 election, and you're hard at work during this one as well.
And this is your third volume, by the way.
That's right.
This is the third volume. So
the stats that I read came from joehoff.com. It's an article that you just had out, and it blew me away. Literally every single line in this article could be a tweet because it's just a haymaker and a fact tied together. I'd love for you to break that down, and I'm super curious. What's going through your mind as you watch that clip? You're kind of our swath here. You were alive in 1992. You kind of remember how this went down.
Yeah. You know, even back then though, I really wasn't paying a lot of attention, I guess, in 92. I started probably looking at more politics through the mid-90s at some point, and introduced more by people that I'd met. And they were saying, hey, man, these Republicans, they really, their ideas make sense. You know, you're paying a lot in taxes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And this government's, you know, spending money on anything and everything. And of course, you couldn't trust politicians back then. That's one thing we did know. Maybe all of us agreed on that.
Yes.
Yep.
But yeah, so you watch this video clip of Joe Biden, which was, you know, kind of hard to watch, to tell you the truth. And there's so much you could unwind about that alone. I mean, the one thought that crossed my mind as well, he mentions his son, worried about our sons doing drugs. I'm like, dude, your son is a wreck. He's yep. in, I don't know, in his 50s now. And that guy, if I do not believe that he's not still using drugs. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. If you saw the video from the 4th of July, him at the White House, you'd say that guy is definitely, you know, jonesing on something. Mm-hmm. And this is his child. He lost the other child. And there's so much, you know, stuff about the Biden family alone that I came out with right before the 2020 election. I'd gotten access to the Hunter Biden laptop and dropped some bombs, not the economics, but on the family itself and how seedy and sick it was.
Yeah.
And we could go into great lengths about that. It's really gross. Mm-hmm. So to see this same guy talking about family and then to see what happened 30 years later to his family is really a bit too much, you know, mm-hmm. too much to, you know, to almost stomach. And then he talks about the border, same thing right now. We've never seen a border so porous. We were talking briefly here before the show, you know, the people say it's about stealing the election. I think it's more about stealing our culture. I think it's about changing good people like you and me, put us in a horrible situation where you have to make terrible decisions and neither want a winner. That's kind of what happens in these third world countries. Save your family and feed your family versus steal something. And that's where you're at. And that isn't where we want to be. We've got a lot of good people here in America. We are the people that they target. And to see Biden, you know, really, it's changed 100% what he's saying there to what's happening today. We are the people he's targeting. You know, the people that are he's helping are the drug dealers, the cartels that he was, you know, saying, you know, 35 years ago, we need to protect ourselves from. Right now, he's aiding and abetting these drug dealers. We've got fentanyl flying across our border as well. We've got an economy that's in shambles, quite frankly. He talks about the stock market being up, but the real change in the stock market is like a 5% growth under Biden if you factor in inflation. And under Trump, it was a 50% growth. We were making money. We were spending money. We had money in our hands. More people were saving. Today, we have the highest, the highest number of people that are for one, credit card debt's never been higher. It's in the trillions now. All these numbers are just really in the wrong direction on everything. And quite frankly, you guys, I think those numbers on inflation are low. I think there should be something like a Happy Meal index for the average American. Bring your kids through a drive-through at some place. How much has that changed over the last 3 years? Really? How much? I think it's doubled. Some of these places, it's double. If you live in the Midwest, like, you know, like you guys do and others, it's like, no, these things are more than 20% increase. They're a lot higher.
How do they keep those numbers where they're not accurate? What do they do to that, Joe? Do you know?
I think it's been a process over the years as they've slowly made changes here and there and to the point where the numbers really don't make any sense anymore. And we see that. And then they manipulate them. And I really saw that under Obama. We saw one time the economy was horrible and Obama made like a million new jobs. And you're like, what is that? It was just ridiculous. All these, you know, numbers to manipulate is what they are because they're not based on reality. And I don't think the inflation numbers are, there's that percentage there. A real increase in the stock market adjusted for inflation. Trump up 56%, Biden only up 6%. And that's, wow. you know that. We all know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think they manipulate the numbers. And we saw that even under the Trump administration that they went back and they started adjusting the numbers backwards, gave more GDP to Obama years and less to Trump years. It's like, what sort of manipulation is going on here? I don't trust the numbers anymore. Everything got broke. And you know, guys, think about it. If they're willing to steal an election, the audacity and the thought that went into stealing that 2020 election, what would they not do? What is serious? What would they not do? Manipulate some numbers? That's nothing.
Right.
That is nothing. You just get the right crooks in the right place, and they will lie and do whatever you say. And I think that's what's going on. We see it in our court system now. We see it in our prosecutors. We see it in these bogus cases against President Trump. We see it in the censorship that's not just being done by big tech, but being funded by our government, State Department, Department of Defense. We're hearing Department of Defense is maybe involved with this illegal immigration coming to the U.S. Money's flowing through the U.N. to these NGOs. It's probably U.S. money that ultimately is paying for all of this and flying these people now into the U.S. or shipping them in. I saw a video a half year ago in Sikeston, Missouri, in the middle of Missouri, you know, where you guys are located. Middle of Missouri, this bus pulls over in a parking lot. Looks like maybe an old Walmart or something parking lot. And these guys get out and they just march single line, God knows to where. Bunch of men of military age. So what really is going on? It's frightening when you talk to some people like Michael Yon and others. It's like he calls this a military invasion. He doesn't call it just an illegal alien invasion. It's a military invasion. These guys are all military age. And so what's really going on? Does Joe Biden really care?
It's easier to rule if you have two factors. One, it's easier to rule poor people that don't have a lot of options. You know, when you have a strong, healthy middle class that own businesses, have a certain amount of autonomy and independence to say, no, pound sand, you know, I'm going to keep making my widget or running my restaurant or running, you know, whatever it is that I do. When you have that which has historically been the strength of America, you know, we had a healthy, thriving middle class that were entrepreneurial. And if you weren't a business owner, you were, you know, you worked for an HVAC company and your goal was eventually you're going to probably break away and have your own crew and have three vans and some guys that work for you. And you would, you know, have a decent middle class, you know, life if you hustled and work hard. That was kind of the promise. All that Biden had to do the day that he took office was simply just let people go back to work. And he took credit for all of those as new jobs. And they weren't new jobs. They were just people going back to work. So that sandbagged it a little bit in the beginning. But now on the back end, we're seeing things like Tyson Chicken doing as many as 52,000 layoffs and hiring, replacing those people with
illegal immigrants,
or as they like to call them, asylum seekers that are just looking for a shot, like almost like they're some sort of a missionary organization. So it's replacing American workers that are providing for their family and are spending their money primarily in their community with illegal migrants from other countries that are taking a lot of that money and sending it back to where they came from to bring in more of the same. So the how that affects the furniture store and the bicycle shop and the car dealership and the, you know, all of these things, it's the ripple effect has got to be traumatic.
That's absolutely right. And I was talking to somebody about it yesterday. This Tyson meat factory, I think it was a pork factory up in Perry, Iowa. I grew up not far from there. We used to play Perry. I learned all these cities' names by and where they were at through sports, like in high school, right?
Right.
And that's how you learned where they were from and stuff like that. And Perry, Iowa was a city and a high school that we, you know, played sports against. And it's a town they say now of about 8,000 people, and 1,200 jobs are now gone. And a town of 8,000 people, that's, you know, that's a significant number of good paying jobs that are going to be gone. And like you said, these jobs aren't just for people that work at the plant. They then lead to more restaurants needed, more cleaners needed, more carpenters needed, all these various occupations that are so dependent upon these plants in a city like Perry, Iowa. That's going to do huge damage. We went through that. I lived in a town called Fort Dodge, Iowa, not far from Perry. And we saw that in our youth where the big packing plants got moved. And it was all about getting cheaper labor. And these were good paying jobs. They were brutal jobs. It was stinky jobs in a packing plant. It was horrible. but they were good paying jobs. Yeah. And a lot of other industry was dependent upon that income in the local economy. These actions destroy small cities, mm-hmm. good Americans like you and, you know, you guys and me.
Well, they're what I call man jobs, because you look at a lot of these small communities, the biggest employers are the school district and the hospital. So you're employing nurses and teachers. young teachers. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a lot of men that don't have man jobs, there's only a couple of UPS drivers and a couple of other things. There's not man jobs. And, you know, that's probably even a crazy thing to say, but
it's the truth.
There are jobs in the world that just men do. There's a lot mm-hmm. more men on crab boats. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more men on oil rigs, and there's a lot more men doing the heavy lifting mm-hmm. at a meatpacking plant. There's some women that are working there on some jobs, but some jobs just demand men spend 5 minutes in one of these places. I worked at a meatpacking plant in central Kansas when we were first married. There were women. It was tough, and it was physically demanding. There were women that worked there, but there were jobs that only the men could do.
Yep.
And when you eliminate those jobs, and you got a lot of men at home twiddling their thumbs, alcoholism goes up, suicide rates go up. The ripple effect on this in the families. Then you got broken nuclear family. Like it unravels like a cheap sweater.
You're so right. And that's what Trump started saying in 2020 or 2016, 15, 16. And he'd show these videos of these, cities like Perry, Iowa, across the Midwest that were being decimated because their industry's being moved overseas. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody there to protect us. Our politicians to this day are not protecting us. There's been one guy in my mind that stood up for the American people and promised to protect us, and he did. And I saw what he did. I was over in Hong Kong, as you guys know, during Trump's presidency, and I saw what he was doing to the Chinese economy. He put a hammer on their economy, and I've said this before. I wrote this in my first book mm-hmm. on steel. It's like if China wanted to, you know, hurt the U.S., and if they did indeed drop the COVID bomb intentionally, it was because Trump had crushed them economically. Their economy was a mess. Everything he did was working, and I saw it firsthand. I knew a guy over there who worked at a plant in China. Remember, Trump said, move your business from China. I want you to get out of there. He tried to move a plant down to Vietnam. They couldn't find land because it had all been gobbled up already by Chinese firms trying to move down there. They had to put a plant in Thailand. People were listening to Trump. There was devastation to China, and nobody ever said boo about it. Our media wouldn't tell us the truth, how great he was doing in protecting us. And instead, we got these politicians that want, they call it free trade, and Trump pointed out that's not free trade. That's free for them, but not for us. What these politicians have done is sold out America, to the cartels, to China, and instead, you know, the middle class, the good, hardworking people in Perry, Iowa are the ones that suffer. And to see Joe Biden in that video go off and talk about the cartels, what a joke. This drug, more drugs are crossing this border now. And you guys probably have somebody, you know, I've got a good friend up in the Midwest whose son died from fentanyl. And, you know, he's heartbroken. It took him a year, mm-hmm. you know, he every day crying over his son. He tried his hardest to try to save this boy, a young 20-year-old, handsome man. And he couldn't do it. His son died from a fentanyl overdose. This is the stuff that Biden 35 years ago promised. And you see people like that. And it's like, this is real. People suffer under these, you know, situations. And the other thing I think about when I see Biden here talking is at that time, how many documents had he stolen from the national, you know, from the archives, from SCIFs, because it's the only way he can have classified documents on his person that we just recently mm-hmm. found out about, the hundreds, if not thousands, of classified documents. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've got a full count. They're spread all over the place. Every one of those documents had to be stolen because he had no business having these documents anywhere outside those SCIFs. So this guy who's promising to protect us all is stealing these documents and no doubt selling them to countries like, or maybe to the cartels, but also, I believe, to China. And making money doing that. It's a quid pro quo. We'll steal documents. We'll give you this information if you give us a certain amount of money. Billions. Mm-hmm. And that's this clown 35 years ago. Yeah. How many documents has he stolen since then? You know, how many lives have been lost now due to fentanyl in his 3 years?
Great question.
Incredible article. Go to joehoff.com. I guarantee over the next 231 days, your voice, I hope, is magnified. I hope it's loud. But it's going to be our listeners. This country's got to be saved from the bottom up. We got to take these good ideas, share them. Flyover family, take this video, post it, send it directly as a text message to people that you know. These stats are important. People need to know the truth of what's going on. We'll put a link to this article down below, to joehoff.com, but specifically to this article. We got to read it. And then your books are just phenomenal. If you want to know the truth, just full of facts, not opinions. They are just facts laid out in a way that's easy to wrap your head around. One of the best writers I've ever met.
It's three volumes, so make sure you know that. This is the third one here, but there's two other volumes, volume one, volume two, and volume three of The Steal. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
All right, Flyover family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order for my pillow and get the things that I needed. So let's look inside. I got some MyPillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and fluff it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.